June Bank Holiday Weekend 2011, Bloom in the Park, Ireland's premier garden show, had 90,000 people pass through its gates. 31st of May until the 4th of June 2012. And I'm in the Phoenix Park to speak to the brains behind Bloom in the Park, Mr. Gary Graham. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Sod Show.
The Sod Show, it'll grow on you. Join gardener Peter Donegan and not-so-green fingers Brian Green, Fridays, 3 p.m, 103.2 Dublin City FM. The Sod Show, Dublin's garden radio show. The Sod Show, brought to you by Green Sacks, the compostable bags for home and garden.
We've managed to nab Gary Graham. Last year, Gary said to me his baby, this was his baby, quote unquote. And I'm just in the wall garden where I was just discussing with Gary that I remember sitting looking through the gates through into the wall garden where Bloom was held that year. We've managed to nab you for a half an hour, Gary. How are things going?
We're flying. We had a very difficult start 2 weeks ago when we came in on site. We had water sitting everywhere, right across the show garden area, right across where we put our floral marquee, which is, as you know, Peter, we sit that on grass. So that wasn't good to start off with. We brought in pumps and we basically drained the areas we had to use. So it was a difficult start. But it's been a difficult year, difficult for everyone. The horticulturists, as you know, the gardeners and the nurseries, they started off with a great year, lovely spring, everything got growing really well, and then it just stopped. And the last month has been very, very difficult. So thankfully the sun is coming out now. I can see flowers appearing where they should be appearing, where it looked like they might not happen. The guys building the gardens are doing a great job. They're well on, well advanced. The weather has been good for the last week, as you know. So I think it's going to be a fantastic show yet again.
Last year we had the visit of Queenie and Barack Obama to the park in around about the same time. Garden designers were delayed. We haven't had I won't say endure anything like that, from a garden builder's perspective, did the weather swap the place of the Queen in the mile delay?
Last year, you're right, yeah, we had a couple of serious stoppages for security reasons with President Obama and the Queen's visit. Fantastic to have them around the park, fantastic to have that buzz in the country, but it didn't make the build easy. We lost a lot of time, and some of the gardens were very lucky to get finished before the show opened and before the judges came in and did their thing. I hate to say it, I'm touching the wood here beside me, because we don't anticipate any problems like that this year. We don't. If the weather stays the way it's going now, everything will be finished and it'll be looking great.
Do you think there's a bit where 2007, I think we were just chatting about it there, I remember saying to people, you know, Bloom in the Park, garden shop, people are saying, Bloom? What's... And we're now 2012. On one hand, and it's a double whammy question, do you think, I suppose, people have become more aware of gardening? And on the other hand, do you think the Irish have become better garden builders, show garden builders? And just to clarify that, there is a big difference between being able to build a garden and being able to build a show garden.
Yeah, it's a good question, interesting question. You're right. When we started off in 07, 5 years ago, we had a big job to do, a big communication job. Some people had seen the Chelsea Flower Show. Some people had visited the Chelsea Flower Show. Most people did not have a clue what a good garden show looked like, what high-end gardens look like. Most people don't get to see high-end gardens, and that's why you need to have a show. You can't do that in a book or on radio or film, TV. You have to have a show. People need to get in, see them. Use all the senses, if you will. So yeah, we had a big job to do. It has taken, I guess, 5 years. You referred to the fact that at the outset that we had 90,000 visitors last year. That was a 50% increase, a 50% increase in 1 year. So there was some sort of a tipping point, if you like, sort of the exponential thing kind of kicked in last year, where suddenly that kind of growing awareness just took off. The word of mouth took off. Everyone knew. I shouldn't say everyone knew. Most people knew Bloom was on. And we did have the big numbers, but I'll give you another interesting statistic. We were looking at our, as we do on board, because as you know, we're very active across food, drink, horticulture, a lot of different areas. So 1 month post-event, we were looking at, it's an advertising tracker research we do to look to see what's working, what's most effective, what's the best return on our investment. And we looked at Bloom and we asked people about Bloom. This is 1 month post-event, and 53% of the adult population over 16s were aware of what had happened, that Bloom had happened on the June Bank Holiday weekend. Now, that's a lot of people when you consider that we have a lot of novice gardeners, a lot of reluctant gardeners in this country, a lot of people only becoming interested now. So 1 month post-event, half the population knew about Bloom, and what's even better is that one-third of those people said that they took action. They went and they did something. They spent some money, did a bit of gardening, brought in a garden designer. They did something. They actually physically got involved and spent some money in our sector, commissioned the design. It might have been small money, it might have been big money, but it doesn't matter. They got engaged, they did something. So that's, to me, that's the real litmus test. That's proof that everything we do and all the PR coverage that we're generating is working.
Is there a point, Gary, where you're like the happy fecker of Ireland? I mean, you know, I'm wondering, I know how many hours sleep I've got throughout building my own gardens here. You're kind of the guy sitting at the top of the turret making sure it all works according to plan, and I'm wondering partly how have you slept, and on the other hand, every time I meet you it's a big handshake and a big smile. Does that get on people's nerves that you're that happy? Or is it just something that is like infectious about Bloom?
I think you need to ask my wife and my kids when I get home at the end of the day and I'm completely stressed out and I can't sleep and I can't talk to anyone and I'm wondering, is there life after Bloom? It's probably a very different answer you'd get. No, to be honest with you, we've got a fantastic team on board now. You know, we have a lot of people, have a lot of expertise. We've a lot of learning taken on board. You know, dozens of us at this stage. We have a big team of people working. A lot of people take it very serious. A lot of people's reputation is on the line. You know, we were looking at the people working in the show gardens, their area coming across the site. There's a lot of people earning money who need Bloom to be successful. So this is nothing to do with me at this stage. It's we have the momentum going now, and there's a lot of people behind it, and I don't see it ever stopping. So that helps. That takes the pressure off me. But we've got great support within Board B as well. I've got a board who see it, who get it, you know, who are proud of what we've achieved. I've got colleagues across the organisation in food and drink who 5 years ago would have been looking at me talking about flowers and plants and wondering what the hell was I talking about? What planet was I on? Now they get it. They're here. And we've got livestock here. We've got animals here. We've got the best of Irish food. We've got the Q-Mark here. We've got Love Irish Food. We've got all that stuff going on here as well. So a lot of people have invested a lot of time and energy, and there's a lot of people with their shoulder to the wheel, if you like. So that takes the pressure off me.
I'm going to pause there for a little bit of a song. I'm going to take a deep breath. Enjoy this one. We'll chat to you in a few minutes.
Photographs of events and tricks to get your gigs at 6 to 6. Things of all the lips and licks, and all the girls has gone to fix. She gave a little flick, gave herself a little girl, but there's no bliss yet. Bottom in a skirt and waddle, capital punishment, she's last year's model. They're calling Natasha when she looks like Everybody's got new orders. Chelsea. Photographs of fancy tricks to get your kicks at 6 to 6. The things of all the lips and lips, and all the girls are scum to fix. She gave a little flirt, gave herself a little cuddle, but there's no place here but a miniskirt waddle. Capital punishment, she's last year's model. They call her Natasha when she looks like an Elsa.
Was the wonderful Elvis Costello with I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea, says he with a wee little wink. Back to it and back to Gardens. Whilst you were listening to that song, we were talking with Gary, and one of the things that came up, Gary, just put this in perspective, how many people are employed over this bank holiday weekend to look after those that come to visit Bloom in the Park?
Well, you can break it up. You can look at the number of people who are involved in the build and the construction of the show. Because, as you know, we create a village here. It's, you know, it's a fantastic site, fantastic backdrop. But there's actually nothing here by way of infrastructure. So we've got to put in, it works out about 2.5 kilometres of temporary roadway, trackway. We put in a couple of thousand square metres of pathways, you know, the pedestrian pathway, the wide stuff. We've got to build... it's over 12,000 square meters of marquee. That's 3 acres of marquees. Like, so this place is not like left uncovered when we're finished. So there's a huge infrastructure goes in, all the stands, the backdrops, you know, the merchandise. We've got to get everything in, you know, the power, the water, and then we've got to bring in the actual content. Whether it's the gardens, the displays, you know, 40-odd nursery displays, the 27 show gardens. As you know, that's 3,000 square meters of gardens. You know how long it takes to put those kind of high-end gardens in. So there's all that stuff. So I reckon by the time by next Thursday when we're opening, we'll have about 2,000 or more people on site building and getting ready to open. When we open to the public, then every stand, every feature has to be manned. All the volunteers come in. You know, we have our Bloom ambassadors. They do a fantastic job welcoming people, making sure they see the show. And that's really important because the show is so big. There's so much to do. You can't have a situation where someone comes, spends time here and goes home and someone's, oh, did you see the gardens? Oh, I never got to see the gardens. Did you see the food village? Oh, no, I spent all my time in the show gardens. There's so much to do. So we've got all those people working. By the time we open to the public and we've got the visitors coming in, there's probably 4,000 or more people with an exhibitor's badge on them working at the show, which is fantastic. It might be, you know, we're here, I suppose, for about 4 or 5 weeks in total, so it's not like year-round employment. But it's a lot of work, a lot of money generated. The food village, I remember 2 years ago we did a sort of a rough estimate of the sales in the food village, and we came up with €250,000. €250,000 is a lot of money among 48 small businesses. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of income. Really important for them. In the nursery marquee that Orla Wood looks after, fantastic, as you know. They're right up there at the show gardens, as far as I'm concerned, for wow factor. Fantastic displays. Best in the country. Nothing like it. Where the real inspiration is. Those guys sold over €300,000 worth of plants over a couple of days. A lot of money. A lot of money. So it's hugely important. We can't lose sight of that. It's a feel-good show. It's a great experience. You know, it's all that. It's show business, as you know. It is show business. We're into show business here. It's about entertainment. But it's really important in economic terms. A lot of income generated and a lot of future work generated. Commissions for garden designs. I'll talk to designers here and they'll tell me, oh, I got a query there a few days ago from a garden I did previously. And I said, oh, is that from last year? No. They pulled out a flyer or something or a photograph they had from 2-3 years ago. They're now in a position to spend the money, or they're not changing the car, they're not going on that holiday, they're not changing the house probably, like a lot of people, and they see the value of investing in the garden. So all of that other work and income is generated long after the event, which is never measured. So it's hugely important, I guess.
You hit the nail on the head just as regards people coming to the show and people saying, oh, I didn't see this and didn't see that. If you were to give people a guide and you know what the overall floor plan, if that's a correct word to use, if you know what the overall floor plan is for the show, if you were to advise people on how to see the show, what's the best way to do it and see the most of it?
Yeah, well, firstly, I think, and every year I've heard this, and you've heard this as well, Peter, people come along and they go, oh my God, didn't realise it was so big, didn't realise how much was there. So don't come at the end of the day thinking I'll have a quick run around and I'll see this show, because you won't. You need a minimum of 4 or 5 hours. You need to be here all day, or preferably 2 days. You can have one experience with your family and children, where you spend a lot of time, say, in the craft area, doing really cool, interesting stuff with them, or up in our budding bloomers area, is what we call it, our family-friendly area. There's like 10 different activities up there just for kids alone. Never mind the natural parkland area and all the fun you can have around the rest of the site. So that's you could do that on one day alone, the kids stuff, or you could be very serious about your plants and your gardens and leave the kids at home and spend your time engaging with garden designers, a very different type of experience. So I think you need a day. I definitely say to people, you need a day. I know there are some people that might get dragged along. It's the other person in the house that has the interest. They say, oh yeah, okay, I'll go along to carry the bags or to bring the plants back. But very few people leave here and haven't found something that's interested them, something that to do. Because we have the live entertainment, we have the music stage, we've got the whole cookery side, we've got the Nevin Maguire, Catherine Fulvio, Donald Skehan, we've got all those people doing their stuff on the stage. So you might have no interest in plants, but you're going to be a foodie and you're going to enjoy that, you're going to be entertained, you're going to learn something there. Or you go, as I said, you spend time up in the craft area, you spend time in on with the garden experts on the stage, with Jerry Daly and these guys. You're not going to be bored. And I can say that with hand on heart, because we measure it every year. We ask people before they leave here. We survey about 800 or 900 people every year, a very big sample survey, and we ask them, how did you get on? What was good? What was bad? What can we improve? Last year, we had a 97% satisfaction rate. There's very few people leave here and say, no, that wasn't good value, I didn't have a good time. There is no show, you know, that achieves anything like that. And it's the combination, I guess, of the quality of the show and the value. Because it's like anything, you know, you can pay huge money for something and create a good experience, but is it value? And that's I guess the challenge for us every year, is to keep it affordable, keep it accessible, keep the ticket prices low, make sure the kids can get in free, and give as much discount as we can, get people to go online in advance, you know, get it the cheapest ticket possible, get in here, have a good time, feel that it's good value, learn something, be inspired, you know, sample the food, and go away and be happy.
For those that choose to drive in, I did it not last year, the year before. I drove into the park, parked the car, and that was absolutely fine. Last year, myself and Brian came here. We got the bus into town. We got the Lewis all the way up to Connolly Station, I think. And then we went from there and we got the shuttle bus straight into the Phoenix Park. How many different ways can people get to here, and which one will you be using?
Well, I'll be living here, so I don't leave the park for a while. But hey, listen, it's a great place to live. It is a very nice place. Nice to be surrounded by green. But for visitors, firstly, I'd say, if you can use public transport, use it. And I'm not saying it because we haven't got space for parking. We have loads of space for parking. We have the park here to use. You know, we're on a 70-acre site. It's massive. Chelsea is like 7 acres. We've got 70 acres. There's no problem with space. We can park plenty of cars. And if you want to bring the car and stay in your car, a lot of people like to drive and they want to spend money when they're here. They want to buy plants and stuff, so they want to be able to cart them back in the car. Fine, bring the car. However, if you prefer not to, if you prefer to use public transport, like you mentioned, use it, because we've got that shuttle bus. It's a free shuttle bus. It's running from Parkgate Street just across from Euston Station non-stop. We'll have, I think we're up to 7 or 8 shuttle buses. It gets so much use. Over 1/3 of our visitors now come in using public transport, using that free shuttle bus, which is great too, because it helps us keep the carbon footprint down. We're doing a lot of the show showing examples of how you can reduce your carbon footprint, how you can garden or live in an environmentally friendly way. There's no point of spoiling that by bringing every car in Ireland up to the park to see the show. So no, we would encourage people to use public transport, and you can get to the shuttle bus. You know, you can get the Lewis down from Connolly. You can get your train to Euston or to Connolly, and then make it down to Euston Station and take the shuttle bus from there. So I would encourage people to use it.
Ticket prices, Gary, family, 2 kids, man and a wife, man and a man and a kid, man and a baby. How much do they cost? What are the best packages out there?
Okay, I won't, because there are so many different offers, I won't try to, because I'll get them wrong and I'll mislead someone. But what I would say is, if you're trying to do it on a budget, and it can be done on a budget, it can be, you know, we in, and I'll come back to the ticket price question in a minute. One of the other things we do here, because if you're going to come and spend time here, you have to eat. And if you're with a family, that can be expensive in an events type situation. What we do here is we control the prices here so that the food prices here are lower than what you'll pay in Dublin Zoo. You'll get really good food here. This is a Board B event. You're not going to come here and not get good food. You'll get good food and it'll be well priced. I think it's important to make that point. So if you're bringing the family, you're bringing the kids are free, completely free. If you go online, or you can use the phone, and I don't have the number there to hand, but you can book online, or you can go on the phone if you're more comfortable using the phone, and you can buy your tickets in advance, and you'll get a €5 discount off every ticket. So you're looking at whether if it's a Thursday or Friday ticket, or if it's a ticket for a senior person, a retired person, or for a student, some of those tickets are down below €10. You know, I think it is safe to say it's very good value. The most expensive price, if you decide midday, Sunday or Monday, oh, I'm going to go to Bloom, and you didn't go online before, you can still go online and book your tickets. But if you want to get the early bird price, you have to book it before the event. If you decide to rock up here on the Sunday in the middle of the day and you haven't gone online, the most you're going to spend is €20 on a ticket. The kids will still be free. We pay all the booking fees, all those charges, no additionals, there's no add-ons. And as I said, when you get in here, you're not going to have an outrageously expensive day trying to feed yourself and your family, because we're looking after that as well. And you can bring a picnic.
Gary, just briefly, the dates and days once again for Bloom in the Park 2012.
If you've seen our ads, you've seen what we're trying to do. We're trying to get the message across that the June Bank Holiday weekend is the Bloom Bank Holiday weekend. So we've renamed that weekend. We've claimed it as ours, which I think is fair enough. But it's not just the weekend. It's 5 days. I think it's important to get that message across, because there are people who will go away, will do whatever they're doing over the weekend. But if you want to come in on the Thursday or Friday, you can. We're open for business from 10 o'clock. So we run from 10 till 6, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days. There's no excuse. No matter what you're doing over the weekend, you're going to find some time to come to the show. So I would encourage people to come along and join us.
Folks, that is next Thursday. We're Friday today, so next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, head to bloominthepark.com. They're at bloominthepark on Twitter. They're also on Facebook. Go check them out. Check out the gardens. Check out the festival. Bring the kids. Come along. Take your time and enjoy what I have to say is an absolute wonderful experience. Gary Graham, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
103.2 Dublin City FM. The Sud Show, brought to you by Green Sacks, the compostable bags for home and garden. See more at greensacks.ie. Our Peter Donegan talking to Gary Graham of Board Bia in there, where they're constructing a little city within a city up in the park at Bloom, and sound recording by yours truly. I have to say, and this is my mini guide as the not so green fingers person on the Sod Show, my mini guide to the non-expert going to Bloom for the first time was last year with the Sod Show. Wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for the show. Got to make that clear. And I have to say, well worth it. So I'm pitching this at people who wouldn't generally think that they should go along. I'm saying you've got to check it out. And Gary's right, you've got to give it a day. A day from morning through the lunchtime, through the afternoon to almost close. You can't get around everything. So you have to leave some things out, but still give it a day. So that means getting in early. They're open 10 to 6. On those dates, what were those dates again? The 31st, the Thursday, Friday the 1st of June, Saturday the 2nd, Sunday the 3rd, and then the bank holiday Monday the 4th of June. And in there, well, I went in with Peter and we got all our media equipment on and headphones and microphones, and then we split up because that way we could visit more things and record more audio and bring it to you on the Sod Show, as we did over the coming weeks after Bloom 2011. I headed to the gardens, and I don't think there was 27, or if there was, I didn't do them justice because I didn't get to see them all, and I was trying. There is just so many things. There's
before you even get to the show gardens, there's the stands, and they're even interesting. And it's not like being at any trade exhibition up in the RDS. This is the real thing. It's outdoors, and everything that's there is relevant to why you're at that show. It's quite unbelievable in that way. So I made it over to the show gardens and was quite amazed. Might have thought they'd have had bigger space, but there is so many of them. And they're obviously all given equal amounts of space, and they do their thing, and they're just wonderful. You need plenty of time, and there can be so many people viewing and looking. You might want to go around a couple of times so that when you come back to the garden you want to look at, or if you want to talk to the designer or the people behind the show, maybe it's an organisation or a company, if you want to chat with them, you might not get to do that the first time around. So you can go around and around the gardens. Then there's the whole food side of things. You've got to check that out as well, because you've got some of the best food that doesn't go to the other festivals happening at Bloom in the food area. And the size of it, I don't think I can do it justice explaining, but if you were to lay this out on Croke Park, think of it many times over, and everything's well laid out, so you're not walking for kilometres to get to something. Everything's next to something else, but there's just so many things to see, and you won't be short for a nice place to get the best coffee, the best burgers, the best anything, so you can be entertained, and you can be fed, and you can be watered in there from morning till late. And I recommend it to you to go along and try it out, especially if you're not a foodie or if you're not into the gardening. Check it out. Well worth it. You might have heard earlier, we've got a sponsor. More about that on next week's show. We've got to tell you about that important news. And also I'll be talking about my problems growing at home with my pots on the windowsill. That's it for another Sod Show. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our guest Gary Graham from Bord Bia, and thanks for Peter for the interview. Nearly forgot to say, don't forget you get the podcast of the show at the blog, blog.donaghanlandscaping.com, and you can reach us via Twitter with the hashtag #SodShow. This has been Sod Show number 64, brought to you by Greensacks, the compostable bags for home and garden. See more at greensacks.ie. I bet you wondered how I knew about your plans.